Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. New Year's resolutions are stupid. Why are you wasting time or energy making resolutions anyway? I got a better plan that I'm going to share with you on today's episode.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year, my friend! Depending on when you're listening to this episode, it's either still 2019 or we've crossed over into 2020. There's just something that sounds so exciting to me about 2020. It's this great round number, and I really feel like things are going to shift for you next year. I feel like dreams are going to come alive and challenges are going to fade. I feel like goals that you've been struggling to hit, suddenly you're going to hit with stride. And I feel like you're going to step into a whole new money mindset, one where you can be proactive and active in your finances without fear and shame and guilt and all those ridiculous emotions. And one certainly where no matter what budget you're working with, you're going to kick the paycheck to paycheck cycle to the curb. This episode is the first episode on the podcast for 2019, and I wanted to reboot it as the last episode for 2019. To remind you about all the good things that have happened this year, how far you've come, what's in store for next year. I said in this episode that I wanted to come back in the end of 2019 and tell you that I feel really good being me and that I'm in love with my own path. That was my goal for 2019. And what I can tell you now, looking back at the year, is I feel so blessed for the place I'm in. So many great things happened in 2019, and I'm maybe not totally in love with my path, but I'm definitely in a real I like you kind of way with my path. Like, things are really starting to crystallize in a way that they didn't last year. So that I'm thankful for. But getting to have a conversation with you about money and life each week, it's just such an honor. And we're entering into our fifth year. I cannot honestly believe it. And I couldn't do this podcast without you, truthfully. Every time you share an episode with your friends or email me with your success stories and questions, it just keeps me motivated to keep hanging out with you and bring you the best content possible. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much from that. And now onto one of my favorite episodes, and I think just a great way to send off 2019 and send in 2020 is to remember what 2019 had in store for us. Happy New Year! Welcome to 2019. Yes, this is the year. I like this year. I like the way 2019 sounds. It's just got this ring to it. It's enthusiastic. It's exciting. It's ready for some amazing stuff to happen. Brew some coffee or tea if you like. I'm not a coffee girl, so hang with me on the tea. If you've had a long night, totally get it. Sit back, put your feet up for this podcast episode. I want you to focus on a few things as we get into the new year. We're just going to kind of tiptoe our way into this new year because I realize it's January 1st, and there's a lot that comes with January 1st. There's sometime this overwhelming expectation of what the new year means, and your brain can start going absolutely crazy on you. I don't want that to happen. I want this to be an exciting, but a calm, a mellow podcast where you can think about 2019 in a different way than 2018. Maybe. I know I am super excited to think about 2019 different than 2018. 2018 was, I don't even know the word to describe it. It probably would be some sort of swear word, but it was a really friggin' hard year for me. And the twist was that it was also the year where I brought in more income than I have in the past. But other than that, it was just a freaking hard year. I don't know about you, but there was something about 2018, the day I woke up, January 1st, 2018, things just started to go a little kooky for me, and they didn't let up, honestly. The end of the year got a little bit better for me, but it was crazy. But I want you to think about, what can you throw away that didn't work for you last year? What were those things that you would just throw in the trash from 2018 and never come back to? Throw them away. I want to get rid of those things. And I'm going to be doing this in the process with you. So we're going to be doing it together, if that's okay with you. I don't want you to worry about what will happen this year either, because I find that sometimes we get into January 1st and all of the festivities about New Year, and you see all these articles already today and Instagram posts and Facebook posts and Twitter posts about all these people making these crazy resolutions. That, let's be honest, you know they're not going to stick. So I don't want you to worry about getting competitive or getting freaked out already with what other people are doing. And I want you to be present right now with what you've got in the bank account. Celebrate what that is. Celebrate the place that you're at, because that's really important. And it may seem airy-fairy and ridiculous, but it's not. And when I started to learn to appreciate and celebrate what was in my bank account, things started to change for me. And I thought, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. Like, this isn't a strategy or a tip. And then I realized that every single person that I had worked with in financial planning in the past 12 plus years, and the things that I learned running businesses and different things like that, it was that aha moment, that light bulb moment where you started to realize that something that seemed impossible was possible. And not just that moment of realization, but the action that went behind that. And that's the magical combination. That is where the secret sauce lives. That is where things start to explode in your life in a very good way. And I tell you this because
I have been through this, and I have been through those years where my brain was not in it. It was not in the game. I didn't want to hear anything positive. I didn't want you to give me a pep talk. I didn't want any of that bullshit. I just wanted to sit and wallow in whatever state I was in. And you know what the crazy thing is that nothing changed for me. That's probably not surprising. I didn't feel better. I didn't earn more money. I didn't reach my goals. Just nothing. My relationship wasn't good. There was just nothing great about it. And so I thought, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be something different that is really the secret behind how you become successful. And this past year, 2018, I should say, I really started to dig out those things. What are the common denominators that I've seen with people that have made a lot of money, or people who maybe haven't made a lot of money but are really successful and really happy? What motivates somebody to actually stick with saving money? What motivates somebody to quit their job and start a business and they're actually profitable? All of those things, I really started to dissect those and figure out what the common denominators were. And some of the stuff is common sense, and yet it's stuff that we just don't do. So I started off this episode telling you that New Year's resolutions are stupid, and I'm going to end telling you that New Year's resolutions are stupid. I'm standing behind my firm statement. Why? According to a U.S. news report, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. 80%, that's actually a much higher number than I would thought. And in a poll that was taken in 2017, 53% of people said their resolution was to save money, and 45% was to lose weight and get in shape, and 25% of people said they just wanted to have more sex. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Those aren't bad resolutions, but they don't stick. How can we make these things stick? Because if 80% of people's New Year's resolutions are failing by February, we got 11 more months in this year that we have to get through. And I don't want to trudge through those 11 months and not achieve anything. And I don't want you to do that either. I don't think you want to do that. Why does this happen? Well, I think because life sweeps you away, and before you know it, you're overspending, eating all of the chocolate you can get your hands on, or whatever your fixation is with food. Mine happens to be French fries, so that would be me in a pillow of French fries. And who has time for sex, right? I'm just kidding. But seriously, you know what I mean? Life just gets in the way, and it washes away those goals and those things that were so important to you when you woke up today. Whatever you're thinking about today, like, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and this is going to be amazing. Chances are that if you don't put any action behind those resolutions are going to fall apart. So you've got to have a different plan for success. It's not about the resolutions. It's about the action. It's about what energy you put behind these goals, behind these things that you want to do. And I even think it's about breaking down the goals into little bits and pieces that are, my God, so much easier for you to manage, to wrap your brain around, to set an action plan, to actually hit. So you're motivated and you're excited about these things, because the motivation actually will carry you so much further than you think.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Last year, I set a ton of resolutions. When I look back on the list, only the things that I actively pursued that I made an effort for really changed. The others, they just fell off. They laughed in my face. They're still sitting there on a piece of paper, and none of them have got checked off. In fact, they're not even making the list this year. It's like my goal of working out 4 days a week last year. I never hit that one with consistency. There were some weeks, sure, I would go 4 days, but honestly, if I'm going to be real with you, most weeks it was about a two-dayer. And I had to be happy about 2 days. It's half of four, so it's something to celebrate. But I found out about my situation, my money, that it didn't work unless I worked it. So we're going to shake some things up this year on Millennial Money Podcast, and I hope you'll be excited for the changes. Don't worry, we're still going to bring you episodes 2 days a week, but we're going to focus on all January around big goals and money fears. Each episode is going to focus in on one of those things, things like the stress around debt and how you can get paid off this year, how you can get in a better relationship with your partner and money, because oh my gosh, there's nothing like fighting with your partner about money to really, it forces you to focus on things that takes you off from your goals, and you shouldn't be having those fights around money. Maybe little tiffs here and there, but nothing that is blown up, no screaming matches, none of that. Maybe why this year is a best one to start a business and how you can make it successful and make money, because that is the goal of starting a business. Maybe you want to get married or buy a house or start a family. These are all great big goals. They require a ton of planning. You got to get your hands dirty in the best possible way, but they require your attention. Otherwise, they just sneak up on you and then you find yourself in a place where you either have to turn to debt or you're begging and borrowing money and you're taking money out of your 401k, and a wedding or buying a house ends up costing you way more money than just if you would have been smart and planned it out. I'm not saying it's not smart if you have to take money out of those places, because sometimes those are the best of not great options. But maybe if we backed up a little bit from those goals, we could come up with a different plan that was slightly more advantageous for you and your money and your future and all those things you want to do. I want to live abroad. I don't know what it is. I watch House Hunters International incessantly. I don't know how many episodes are on our DVR, but it is like candy for me just watching those episodes and figuring out which house I would have, figuring out where I would live and what my life would be like. I think that's why those episodes are so well loved. I don't know what season they're in. I'm trying to think if it's season. They have had so many seasons, it is ridiculous. But there's something to that show. I think there's something aspirational that when you tune into that show, you think like me. You wonder what your life would be like and where you would go shopping and the local market that you would buy your stuff and how awesome it would be to live somewhere else. But I have that goal, at least for a short period of time. This year, I want to take a month trip in Europe. And I don't really want to have to work for that month. And in order for me to be able to do that, I have to start planning I had to start planning in 2018, to be honest with you. But that is a huge goal for me. And Jeff has Irish roots. His grandmother is of Irish descent, and he would love to buy a place in Ireland. I'm not sure. I think the rain might make me super sad. If you live in Ireland, let me know how you tolerate it. But anyway, I have these big goals, and they're crazy and they're outlandish. But I'm putting action behind them because I know that's the only way to make these things actually happen. Maybe you might be interested in getting in a better mind-body wellness relationship. That's another goal for me for 2019, to understand how to use what I put in my body and what I surround myself with and the things that I'm thinking about in my mind, all of those things to help me reach my goals. I don't know if wellness is something that you're focusing on, but certainly in 2018, I had so many different lessons around wellness, and it really has me thinking about all of those factors that go into success, and certainly wellness is one of them. Maybe student loans might be getting you down. They just aren't going anywhere. Why not have a solid plan of attack to get those taken care of this year? There are so many goals. We could go on for hours and hours and hours about all of the amazing goals. But again, if we're just thinking about resolutions and we don't have any action behind it, we're not going anywhere. They're not happening. They're just on a piece of paper. And next year we're going to come around and we're going to do the same thing again. And we're going to be sad and depressed because we didn't actually hit any of these goals. So it's 2019, and maybe you're still hungover from last night, which I won't judge you for. I'll probably be joining you in that at least a little bit. Although getting drunk doesn't feel the same anymore as it did when I was in my early 20s. The recovery is much longer, and I don't like having that weird feeling that you have the day after where you're just exhausted, you didn't sleep well, your stomach is like gurgly. So I'm hoping you just fare much better than I do. If I drink anything other than champagne or like a light drink mixed with tequila, I'm completely toast the next day. So I really have to, on New Year's Eve, pace myself, eat a lot of food to soak up alcohol, and just be smart. But that's me. But once you pull the covers off this morning, you're ready to face 2018. I want you to let all of those thoughts of overwhelm about what you need to do tomorrow and the intensity again that comes with New Year's, I just want you to melt that away and think about one thing you want to do this year. It could be big, it could be little, it doesn't matter. Just get it in your head. Okay, you got it? You got that idea? You got that picture in your head? Now don't overthink that thing. Just write it down, put it in the notes of your phone. We're going to come back to that. But for now, don't exert too much more effort. Just make that note and then climb back in your covers, grab your coffee or your tea, and just hunker down for the day. You deserve a day to just relax, to ease your way into 2019, like small little baby steps today. Nothing crazy, nothing outlandish. So my goal for 2019, other than what we already talked about, is to completely 100% be in love with my own path in life this year. No apologies, no comparison, no critique, just authentically believe that I am the best version of me that there is. And if we dissect that goal, it's ridiculously complicated. In fact, I'm kind of freaking out now that I just said that to you, because there's a lot of action that I have to put behind that goal in order for that to really take place. It started to take shape in 2018. I started to really understand who I was. And I don't know if you've ever been on this journey yourself. It sounds crazy to be the age you're at and to feel like you don't really know yourself. But I think it's because either family situations or friends or whatever it may be for you, you assume this role in life. And this role may not be exactly who you are. And I think it takes some time to realize that you're playing a role, and that's not exactly the whole piece of you or all the pieces of you. And I started really putting those puzzle pieces together in 2018. It was probably why the year was so bumpy and hard for me, but putting those pieces together gave me some time to start bubbling up to the surface, if you will, that I'm a cool person and that I should really enjoy myself and that I don't need anybody else's permission to be me, nor do I need to change myself. I am just who I am. Sure, I need to make modifications and I need to be a nice person to other people and all of those normal life responsibilities. But I really want at the end of 2019 to come back on the podcast and to tell you that I feel super good being me. I've embraced all of the things that have happened in my past, and I achieve that goal. All of the little nitty-gritty bits that go into that, whether it be the stuff that I want to do with the podcast or the stuff I want to do personally or the health goals or whatever it may be, that I've really embraced that. But right now, I'm taking the same medicine. I'm not overthinking. I'm just writing it down because it's January 1st, and we're just, again, we're easing into this day. So yeah, New Year's resolutions, they're stupid. They don't get you anywhere but frustrated and maybe a few gym visits this week because you feel guilty about what you ate. Maybe you don't feel guilty, but you just want to go to the gym. Yeah, cool. But this year, I'm talking to you about real change, about success, about embracing your bank account and turning what you've got in there to set yourself up for one kick-ass 2019. So I just want to know, are you with me? Are we going to do this together? Are we going to look back at the end of 2019 and say, that was a kick-ass 2019? And that goal, that thing we were thinking about as we were laying in bed on January 1st, we did that thing. But we didn't just do that thing. We did a lot of other things because we were really smart about the year. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free, and you'll make sure you never miss an episode of Millennial Money. You can also listen to all our episodes on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Pandora.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.